Rebounding with Praise, Part 2, Words from Jesus.
I'm asking God for one thing, only one thing, to live with Him in His house my whole life long. I'll contemplate His beauty. I'll study at His feet. That's the only quiet, secure place in a noisy world. Psalm 27:4-5. Does it seem like your window to the world is dirty and full of grime? Do you feel like the muck and mud of the world is keeping you from focusing on the blessings and beauty on the other side? You can power wash that dirt off with your words of praise and attitude of gratitude, which will serve as a cleansing agent. Soon you'll be able to see and recognize all the blessings and beauty around you. When you come to me in prayer and thanksgiving, you give your burdens of worry and tension to me. And in turn you receive my peace. The burdens that threaten to crush you and the pull of this world won't deter you from fulfilling your calling and continuing to keep the faith. Praise is a choice to worship and trust in my promises, no matter how dark the times you are experiencing. During difficult times, it's challenging to choose to focus on the good, positive, and praiseworthy things. Praise is like the wind that will blow on your sails, causing you to move forward and to sail onward despite the circumstances. Praise will lift your spirit up far above the raging storm clouds below and into a heavenly atmosphere of beauty, sunshine, and joy. Your choice to worship will draw you into my presence, where you will be surrounded by my love and you will commune with me in your heart, finding my perfect peace. Grace in times of trouble. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and His glory will be seen upon you. Isaiah 60:1-2. If your heart is heavy and your mind so clouded that you can hardly find the words to say, come to me and commit all your cares to me, and trust that I will grant you that peace of mind and heart that you seek. Lift your hands in praise and thank me by faith for the answers to your prayers. Let praise fill your heart with joy, no matter what the circumstances. By faith you can rise and shine, knowing that your light has come, and my glory will rise upon you. It is through my might and power that victories are won, even when you feel like you have nothing to give, or you're at the end of your rope. Arise and draw near to me so that my light and glory will shed light on your path. When you start to feel that life is just too hard and full of struggles, that is the time to take a pause to contemplate the temporal and eternal blessings you have received. It will help put your outlook on life and the challenges you are facing in perspective. It will be a reminder that your earthly challenges and trials and tribulations are but for a time and not worthy to be compared with my glory to be revealed in you. Having a praiseful and thankful heart helps to move your focus from the challenges to my kingdom. I will honor your choice to be praiseful and express thanksgiving even when it is most difficult for you to do so. To express words of praise and gratefulness when it is difficult to do so is a testimony to those around you of your faith in me. Many souls have been won through my children's example of praising me in the midst of adversity, and in so doing, finding that my joy brings strength. forward with praise. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and thus let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe. Hebrews 12:28. You wonder if there is a purpose for your difficulties, a reason for your suffering? Is there an answer for what has disappointed you in such a big way? What is the plan for this unexpected loss or grief in your life? Each difficulty and time of suffering, each disappointment you face, will somehow work together for your good, even if you cannot see or understand it now. Even when you feel that you are reaping the consequences of wrong decisions or failure, be assured that I will never throw you on the scrap heap. I will work in your life in my unfailing love for you. So come to me in the times when you feel shaken, and remember that you are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable. Take up the challenge to see beyond the moment to what is coming your way and respond with thanksgiving and worship. When you choose to praise, even through the most difficult moments of your life, in the dry and dusty desert places, you draw close to me, and I have promised to draw close to you. I will accompany you every step of the journey and strengthen your heart, and you will find joy in my presence. Perspective adjustment. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Psalm 73:28. Praise gives you a perspective adjustment and helps you to see things from a faith perspective that I do all things well. I know the end from the beginning, and I will accomplish my good purposes in all things. No matter what the situation, you can have faith that I am always with you, and even if you walk through the darkest of valleys, I will be with you to guide and comfort you. So when a bad situation comes into your life, try to look at it from a new angle and a different perspective. Focus on my promises to you and rise above the situation through praise. Remind yourself that no matter what is happening, and no matter how dark things look, I am with you. In this world, you will face tribulation and spiritual battles. That's part of being a live Christian. But you have my promises that will be fulfilled in my heavenly kingdom when there will be no more sorrow, pain, loss, or grief. Your choice to speak faith and praise in the wake of difficult situations is a powerful witness to others. It is a visible testimony of your love for me and your trust in me. Praising me in difficult situations is not looking through rose-colored glasses. It's proclaiming by faith that you know that I am sovereign and that I will fulfill my good purposes and plans for your life. So if you feel lost in depression, disappointment, or emotional turmoil, instead of muddling through the day with this heavy weight on your heart and mind, choose to adopt a perspective of faith and gratitude. A praise perspective can turn a difficult day into a positive one. Even if you can't formulate eloquent words to express your gratitude and praise, just say whatever words come naturally to you. Pray and ask me to show you the many noble, good, lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy things that surround your life. Choose to think on these things, and as you do, you will experience a change of perspective and rediscover my joy.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.